Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. With us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Nick Chambers, General Manager, Valley Roots Food Hub, and Al Stone, Markets Manager for Valley Roots. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You guys traveled in from Mosca this afternoon?
Yep.
Is that where you're mostly headquartered?
Pretty much. We eat, drink, and sleep there in our professional minds.
Right.
Only.
Right. So we're going to get a lot more into the Valley Roots Food Hub, your growth. You're in 8 years of operation, I believe. Tell us there, Nick. Just let's start there. Tell us the story of Valley Roots Food Hub 8 years later.
Yeah. So we are all coming out of this local food initiative of passion at the time. The Local Food Coalition here out of Alamosa, San Luis Valley Local Foods, Liza Marone, who has been on the podcast. They were recently formed, and it was really a grassroots organization for people that don't know. It really came from the bottom up, and it was really this desire to access this incredible agricultural productivity that we have in the valley. But it's hard to go to any one of these potato farms and say, hey, sling me a box of potatoes, much less 3 pounds of potatoes or 5 pounds of potatoes. So there was a need to sort of get in there and work with these farms and sort of break down the units a little bit just to get it to the people. I mean, the potato plant that we work out of, White Rock Specialties, they'll pack 10 semis a day. And that's all out of state to eastern markets and just everywhere but Alamosa and the valley and any of the towns here.
That's Sheldon Rocky and his brother, yeah?
Sheldon Rocky and Rocky Farms are a partner in this plant.
Gotcha.
Together with White Mountain Farm. Yeah. So they knew that we needed to do this, and Sheldon actually came to the table and said, hey, we just moved into this new facility in Mosca. It's an old school. We got the cafeteria open, the kitchen's open. This would be a great place for a food hub. And everybody kind of agreed. And at the advisory board at the time was John Kretzinger, KW Farms, and Trudy Kretzinger, Patrick O'Neill, one of our valley's great soil health pioneers, Paul New, of course, White Mountain Farm. Rob Jones, Jones Farms Organic, is on it right now. And I'm missing anyone.
So quite the collection, though, of local food growers, of people from the valley who want to make sure that food's getting out to the tables, right?
And a passion for building soil. And they really drilled it into me to have a gold standard. We need to have a gold standard. And something more than certified organic. And these are pioneers in the certified organic movement. But yet there was also a desire to have something for those guys that didn't do the paperwork, that weren't fully certified organic. And so we came up with this regenerative soil farmer sort of acronym, RSF, to apply to those farmers growing food in living soils and also growing living soils. And that was really what this board of agronomists and scaled organic farmers drilled into our founding. And that's in our dialogue every day almost. And it's a fun conversation to have at the back door of a restaurant that you're, you know, trying to sell to.
So quality, it sounds like quality is really key and important. Huge. For what you're getting at Valley Roots Food Hub. And, you know, the names you're talking about, the story you're giving us is not background that I was aware of. So I really appreciate hearing how it got going. And now, 2023, give us a sense of your operations, the scale of those operations. What is that like today, Elle?
Yeah, so my favorite story to share is during that first week of shutdown during the pandemic, our CSA sales jumped, I don't even know the percentage, from 3 weekly customers pre-pandemic. We got 80 signups during that first week of shutdown, and it was all word of mouth. We're like, where are these people? How are these people finding us? And it was really exciting, and we were already set up for the direct-to-consumer online sales, and so we were delivering boxes to all over the state and valley, and we have pickup locations throughout the valley. Of course, our restaurant sales died off during that initial COVID time, and then with that, our sales inverted to, you know, more direct-to-consumer, but the grocery stores stayed on strong, institutions stayed on strong, because we still had to feed the people, feed the folks, nursing homes, schools, and in other institutions, and now I think 2023, we're kind of in the back-to-normal phase, I would say, But our direct-to-consumer market, this what we call our CSA online retail market, is still about 50-50 as far as individual orders. We're still seeing a really high retention rate.
So I'm trying to get a sense of the scale of your operations from a warehouse standpoint, from a number of vehicles that you might have out there, and just listening to what you're describing, you've got restaurants that you service. You have schools, it sounds like, that you service. You made a transition to individual households. I call it the farm to household delivery is what you've really now into big time. So when you add up all those different types of customers, clients that Valley Roots Food Hub is servicing, how much food are we talking about in terms of potatoes, pounds, what all are you offering through those operations?
Yeah, I mean, it's produce, meat, dairy, value-added is like the classic four categories. 2022, we closed out with $1.6 million in gross sales, and that's across the two wholesale markets and all the direct-to-household stuff. So, you know, where that breaks down on a weekly basis is a little hard to grasp. But
how many, like, households, how many people are you, from that perspective, just from delivering to people's homes, which you know we know has been a growth period. What's that look like? What are those numbers like?
I'd say on a weekly basis, 30 to 45 individual customers.
Gotcha.
At home.
Gotcha.
And wholesalers is another probably 20 to 40 on any given week.
Gotcha.
And that's from Durango to Denver Springs, Pueblo, Alamosa to Leadville.
Gotcha.
That's our territory.
So from the beginning to where you are now, how are you satisfied with what you're doing? Are you working too much? Where is this going? Because I also think that there's a trend that we've all experiencing, not just here in the Valley, but across the U.S., because you read about and hear about, and that's people wanting freshly grown from the farm to their house. If you can, and that's an important experience, we seem to be wanting to move more into just as a whole in our whole food production cycle. So you seem to be ahead of the trend or right at that trend, Nick. That's what I'm trying to get a sense of.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of work we have to do in this society and as a food hub, yes. But, you know, educating and taking people along the journey about what real food costs is a big one, and that's a life change. And it's significant. You know, it deals with people's personal household economics. And I don't think the solution is this magic silver bullet, but it's a process, and we're working towards the process, and there's a lot to do. We would love to see more of this local food. And this is food from the Valley, as well as some of those other regions from Colorado. I mean, we're statewide because this is another coming out of, being sort of tutored and mentored with these pioneers in the organic movement. They said, if you want to stay in business, you're going to have to do business outside the Valley. Uh-huh. Just because we're so rural, the distances are so great, and we're not, the 65,000 of us aren't pounding down our doors to get the local potatoes because, you know, their grandma's bringing home from that warehouse and the uncle works at that, you know, so it's been a little hard to just get in the mix, and this is helping. You know, I mean, doing what we're doing here with you at the podcast and all the media that we can get is important just to be more a part of the daily lifestyle.
So when I think about your delivery or what options you, and my daughter, she gets a box every month. She lives in Midland, Texas. She gets a box of organic. It's labeled that way. But she gets a box every month come to her. Chicken, beef, whatever's in that order that she fills out. And then is that a place you're going to, or do you do similar things like that where it's through the mail, delivery? I think hers probably comes Amazon. I don't know. She gets it. But I find that interesting how people now shop. Like this is my 30-year-old daughter. And I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, online grocery shopping is something I didn't grow up with and actually really wasn't in it until this job happened. And the software, like the way that technology's evolved at the same time, our Food Hub software is a key part of our operation. And that allows people from their houses to get online and just click and choose what they want to populate their box. And then we build that in Moscow and then ship it out, and it either goes direct to their house or they pick it up at a pickup location near them.
So take us through that process, L, because I've not done it. I'm still going to the local grocery store, but I do want to try that. And I do want to try Valley Roots Food Hub because I hear good things and great things, but I've not got there yet in my own life. So tell me how I do this.
Yeah, so first you want to register with us. It's free to register an account on valleyrootsfoodhubcsa.localorbit.com. That link is really long and lengthy, but you can find it on our website, valleyrootsfoodhub.com. And from there you register and you have access to the online market 24/7. And throughout the year, 51 weeks a year, we're only closed Thanksgiving week. You can pick and choose what you want in your box. So you're doing your own grocery shopping. And then twice a year, we do what we call a fresh box program. So in the summer, we have a 13-week curated CSA where we are sourcing food from multiple farms throughout our network. And then you just pick up your box each week. And then in the winter, we have a 2-week CSA, fresh box CSA. And then a lot of customers don't know that we are SNAP. We accept SNAP and double up food bucks.
Gotcha.
So most farmers markets accept SNAP and double up food bucks, but you know that's only in the season that the farmers market is, and we're year round. So that is, you do have to come to our warehouse in Moscow to purchase with SNAP and double up, but your dollars stretch so much more with SNAP and double up.
So I'm gonna use myself as the example here, and I want to get your service. I want to order through Valley Roots Food Hub, so I'm gonna make an account. So when I do that, and I fill out my grocery list, if you will, for that month or that week, whatever I choose, that's going to come to me how?
Well, Chris, you're going to need an armored car for this delivery because this stuff is more than worth its weight in gold.
Okay.
It's priceless. And you can't go to the city market and find food with the value density that we are talking here.
Okay. No, I appreciate that.
So yeah, we have your account information, so we can have you listed as home delivery, which we do charge extra for, or your nearest pickup location. So the pickup location in Alamosa, for example, is 412 State Ave, right in our Local Foods Coalition office.
Gotcha.
And those customers have a code, they can access it anytime, that's convenient to them, and, you know, get your box.
And I want to plug too, Chris, we've been running 27 days of Customer Appreciation Month for all of February.
Uh-huh.
So all customers have been offered a coupon they can put in at the checkout page, 10% off their entire order. And I'm not sure when this is going to air, but it does end tomorrow, February 28th. So
can you extend that into March now, Nick?
Man,
no.
How about say if you hear us on the podcast, send us an email and we can maybe get you the code there.
Okay. Ooh, that's fair. Good. You can reach out to Elle and she'll help you with that discount. But no, I really find this fascinating, the whole operations. We're going to be right back. This is the Valley Pod. We're going to keep talking to Nick and Elle. We'll be right back.
The Valley Calendar is the most comprehensive listing of events, putting all the Valley events in one place. To submit your event to the Valley Calendar, go to alamosacitizen.com. Click on the Valley Calendar link and fill out the online form. Or you can send an email to info@alamosacitizen.com with your event information. It's the Valley Calendar on alamosacitizen.com. All the Valley events in one place.
Hey, we're back. We're with Nick Chambers and Al Stone. They're with Valley Roots Food Hub. We're talking about how they get farm into your household, freshly grown in the San Luis Valley, other crop producers outside of the San Luis Valley, right? How do I know what farms I may be buying from? Or how do I know what, maybe I know a farmer. Maybe I want to get from that farmer that I know. How do I know that?
So when you're shopping through us and you're shopping in the online market, it's source identified from the get-go. So at first you'll see apples and then not just Cameo apples, but Cameo apples from Osito Orchards in Hotchkiss. So from start to finish, it's source identified. And transparent for the consumer. And if you're really, really curious, you can go click on Osito Orchards and learn more about their growing practices and where they're located.
So you get that as part of the experience of when you're ordering through your own account and that experience of how you're ordering, you're going to be able to see that.
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to ask about eggs because that's been in the news recently, and we saw with avian flu and we saw a shortage. We saw a price up to $5, $6 a dozen. Personally don't know why. Here's something I've said, and I've said this to farmers here. I don't understand. I'm a male, so grocery shopping, I do a lot of it. But I don't worry about price. I'm not that price conscious. So that probably sounds bad. So I didn't know why are potatoes so cheap. Why are eggs so cheap? When I say cheap, compared to your latte, compared to the other things you're ordering that you're spending and consuming.
That's right.
And I'm like, we had this conversation with one of the potato farmers. I'm like, why don't we charge more for potatoes? Because you get a whole 10-pound bag and you can use them in so many ways. Same thing with the eggs.
I know it.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad to pay $5 a dozen, obviously. I'm crazy. Just think of all the things you do with those eggs. Anyway, I want to ask you about eggs. And do you source eggs? And did that impact you? The recent avian flu outbreak.
Yeah, and if I may just address that, you know, like Europe, for example, spends 2/3 of their income on food. And like to putting that value and putting the money towards the food that we put in our bodies, one of those intimate things we do on Earth, and to always demand cheap, 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 I don't know, you know, maybe it will sort itself out. But I think the value local food proposition is about valuing what's going into your body and being able to access the stories and the characters that go with it, and it kind of enriches the whole experience. I mean, we spend 3 meals a day. We say 3 votes a day for the kind of world we want, and putting a little bit more intention to that could be very impactful to the environment, to the economy, and on down the line. But eggs have been tight. Avian bird flu wiped out many commodity barns. And if they weren't killed directly, they had to euthanize to control it. So it did have an impact. So that's the classic laws of economics. The supply goes down, price goes up. And man, did the price go up. I mean, on commodity stuff, was more expensive than our stuff. We're really fortunate here in the Valley to have the quality of agriculture we do in so many areas. And one of them is eggs. Ab Yoder is a great egg producer down south here. And he's also got his son that put in an egg barn. And when we're talking egg barns, we're talking about 5,000 hens.
Wow.
His son put in a barn growing for Organic Valley, so certified organic operation, and mostly being shipped out by semi to Organic Valley, which is a really good farmer-owned national brand. However, they don't have exclusive contracts, so they are able to pull off their supply a little bit and send it down the carriage ride lane to Ab's house, where he processes them and packs for us. So he was able to pull from that barn. He also has a son-in-law also further down the lane who has a scaled barn. And so together they've been able to keep us going. We've definitely also experienced shorts. But, you know, we get orders of like 3 pallets.
Interesting.
Customers in Denver during this kind of somewhat of an egg crisis were coming out of the woodwork left and right saying, hey, we'll take a pallet here, 3 pallets there. And so we had to kind of curtail that back, and because Ab was also getting hit up from every direction. So eggs did get tight, but our supplies have still been there.
You know, just sat listening to you and talking about the producers that you work with, and you've been doing this now for 8 years, and you're the general manager of Valley Roots Food Hub, and I have to imagine that you have a great sense of producers that you work with. Give us a few more names, a few more operators that you work with, because I think that's really important to understand who's around the Valley. Absolutely. And who's participating this way, because I think that's where the consumer benefits is knowing, as you have just described, Abe, others like him. And I think that's where, for me, I'm like, yeah, I want to go down that road and buy from him too. I don't have to do that because I can just go through Valley Roots Food Hub because you're doing all that legwork.
Yeah, it's all the same. And for him, it's simpler. For you, it's simpler. Plus, you get access to the meat and the produce and the value added. This is my favorite part. Francisco, he's one of the hardest working guys around. He's also he used to be the garden manager up at White Mountain Farm, and he farms at Rio Grande Farm Park. Tierra Sana, Antonio Garcia, and his wife Sandra. I've been working with them since almost day one. Armando, also down here in Alamosa, doing some really good year-round produce. And he's one of these guys that when we first started, he was like, hey, you know, I've been in auto body and automotive work, and I kind of think I want to get into some growing. And he would just like drop me a line and say, hey, I'm thinking about it. And then 2 years would go by and say, hey, here's some pictures of my stuff. 3 years go by. And then in the past, 2 years, he is full scale. And it's beautiful to see him grow into this, not just growing stuff, but knowing how to work with the food hub and putting out quality and consistency and communication. I mean, communication is like our number one tool to communicate with this vast growing segment of stakeholders at the table between customers and producers.
What about outside the valley?
Big producers?
Yeah.
Let's see. Milberger Farms in Pueblo. Uh-huh. He's very well scaled. It's a family operation. Does a great job. Certified organic. New Roots Farm in Canyon City does a great job. And then a couple other growers, Roots on the Range over in the West Cliff Valley, Headwaters Farm in Buena Vista, and Meadows Edge up in Buena Vista.
You know what I like about this, too, is, you know, we're talking largely about family-operated farms, not corporate farms per se, right? We're mostly talking family operations, which is what everyone says we need to get back to. And we know here in the Valley that we also have corporate farms.
You know, hats off to these guys because it is a romantic ideal. It's not easy. And these guys are working hard, and they could probably get more in some other job, but this is their own destiny. And from the time they wake up to the time they'll go to bed, that's their own little kingdom. And to be able to give them market and help them out on their quest, living the life. They're living the true life. It is, you're right, Chris. There is a point of food hubbing and doing what we do where we also need these farms that are at scale. For instance, potatoes.
Right.
Like if we grow potatoes in our backyard, man, those are going to be $5 a pound. But coming out of these quality certified organic soil growing farms, the price point is so competitive. And now we can play with the big boys, you know, US Foods, Shamrock, and all these guys. We can run head to head on some of these commodity type stuff.
You know,
so it's important.
One of the things is you're talking about, and you're talking about the different growers that you work with. And then I wonder, why can't I go into a store, a retail store? Why can't I go into a retail store and find this type of locally sourced farm-grown food from the Valley and elsewhere? Why can't I just go into a store to do that?
Well, I could list off a whole bunch. Some are out of the Valley. Some are in the Valley. And we have some news coming to you. Alamosa did kind of lose with the co-op going out. We did work together. That was a tragedy because, yeah, we're really needing that here. Crestone Mercantile, Elephant Cloud, Sawatch Works up in Sawatch. Really good stakeholders with us. Simple Foods in Del Norte, also really good. If you're in Durango, James Ranch, you've got to go experience their farm and market and grill. They do an exceptional job. Salida also had some smaller guys. Simple Foods moved from Salida to Del Norte. We used to do a little bit with Natural Grocers, but that's a different animal. And then on the Front Range, Pueblo Springs, we got a handful of mom-and-pop grocers. We do real good at mom-and-pop grocers because, you know, they're able to just access us without this, you know, legislation of paperwork and stuff like that. They're just like, hey, we like it. We like the products. Let's go.
Well, we have a Tenantios Market that just closed across the street from where we are here on State Avenue on the south side of Alamosa, and I would love to be able to go into that type of store on the south side and access what we're talking about here. But I know I can go to Valley Roots Food Hub and get an account and have it delivered or go pick it up. So that's another good option. Where do you think this is going for you guys as Valley Root Food Hub? We're going to wrap up a conversation. We're going to ask you a couple more things. But where do you think this is going?
Yeah.
It's a big question. I think I think with the pandemic, obviously it was a tragic time for all of us. However, it showed us that grocery stores can be empty, and we grew exponentially. We are here to show that we want you to know your farmer. After this call, I'm going to be, you know, ordering all of our produce for this week's orders at, you know, 6 o'clock p.m. Those orders get to the farmer tonight and tomorrow morning. They're packing them, and they're shipped out to you guys on Thursday. So the turnaround time is insane. You're getting high-quality local produce the same week that you order it. And we just want folks to know that we're here, and we're happy to stay strong and do the work of a middleman. We get knocked for being a middleman all the time. However, we just want you to know your farmer, and you can go and do the whole valley tour of all of our local producers and see how many miles that we cover.
So if I put in an order on Monday, then I'm getting it Thursday, delivered on Thursday. Is that what I'm hearing, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. The middleman thing I don't quite get, because I think everything you're doing, everything we're talking about here, there is a lot of value added. Mm-hmm. So I'm appreciative, and I really like the trend. I really like what you're seeing. I like where this is going. I think you're in front of the trend, or right in the middle of it, as we see all this sweeping across elsewhere. You know, I want to ask you one more thing, Nick, and that is I want to ask about the distillery that you also have going on to the side there in Moscow, and tell us where that project is, and does it fit into Valley Roots Food Hub, or how is that? How are you able to do all this?
Yeah, so in Moscow, there's old school campus, old Sangre. Leagues of Valley folk have graduated from this school campus, and the Food Hub operates in the building that was built in 76. So we bring have people in all the time. Says, oh yeah, this is my school, and yada yada. Next door is this old behemoth of this adobe whitewashed monstrosity building, and for years I was like, what is up with this thing? And I would just walk around it and kick the adobe, and it was like, man, this thing's got good bones, and there's got to be something there. And something about old buildings that are deserted, you know, they're kind of creepy, they're kind of intriguing, and they're kind of like, oh man, what if? Oh, and that where that's got me saying those types of things. But anyway, yeah, we are 4 years in, believe it or not, to renovating this building from the bottom up. This is new wells, new plumbing, new electric, new framing, new almost everything. We're saving the exterior paint job till the final hour. But no, it's been a big project. And we're kind of three things are coming together on it. One is the local food and agriculture. Here we are at Valley Roots. I have felt at times in the years that I am force feeding this foods. And I see how chefs, maybe chefs that we're working with or not chefs, but here's the tagline they like to say. Organic and local when available. And I don't buy it. If they say that, that's a whitewash. That's a distraction. I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to taste it. And I want people to experience it. And it's rich, and it's a different thing. And so this provides a way to do food and beverage that I'm just not seeing out there. And it's A to Z authentic. And it's about an experience.
You have a chef coming in with you on this?
So good question. We do not have a resident on-site chef, but we are in touch with chefs around the state.
Yeah.
And so we are looking at doing a guest chef series through the summer months. And I just got off a call with one of our lead guys who is super stoked about it. And he is super high quality, and he dive hard into our products and all our producers and everything there. So,
and you're calling it the Dune Valley Distillery.
That's right. Yeah.
The Dune Valley Distillery, where you're going to be able to get freshly sourced food.
Well, it's going to have a retail store for Valley Roots.
Going to have a retail store for Valley Roots. Going to have a restaurant.
A guest chef dinner series and to-go prepared, ready-to-go foods, yes.
And then the distillery part.
And then here we are, an old school campus, old building. It's a potato campus. This would be an estate distillery. The potatoes are grown all around there. They're all packed out of that building. So it's something that I can get into, fermentable sugars that are accessible in abundance and super quality of certified organic, you know, and they're just oozing out of the pores of that campus. So yeah, we're going to turn that into value added products.
So 4 years into this project of renovating the gymnasium, the building there. Mm-hmm. When are you going to open your doors?
Well, let's touch base in May.
Okay.
We'll shoot for June.
Okay. Sometime this summer, we'll say that.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's, what you're describing there with the Dune Valley Distillery and everything you're doing with Valley Roots Food Hub is just putting Moscow on the map.
It is. It is. And it really, the turnoff for the Great Sand Dunes National Park, we have people coming here from around the nation and world driving through there. And I think this will be an amenity to match that caliber of traffic and diversity of people.
Yeah, I really appreciate that and all the work that you guys are doing over there. And great to talk to you. Learned a lot. Great to meet you, Al. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Nick Chambers of the Valley Root Food Hub. He's with Al Stone. She's the markets manager with Valley Roots Food Hub. Make sure you get an account. Go to valleyrootsfoodhub.com. I'm going to do that. Sounds great. Thank you for being with us today. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. We'll see you around the Valley.